From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, the College of Idaho will be hosting an event for a really important initiative. It's called United Against Hate. Now, this initiative is nationwide, and it strives to connect community members with local government and law enforcement to help build trust and to also better combat against hate crimes. Joining us today to talk more about the initiative is the U.S. Attorney for Idaho, Josh Hurwit. Josh, it's really nice to have you on the program.
Gemma, it's great to be here.
So I want to start with the basics, if we can. Can you just give us the legal definition of what a hate crime is?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be speaking about federal hate crimes legislation and statutes. But basically, the concept is it's an act of violence, a threat of violence, an act of harassment or intimidation that's motivated by a bias, be it hatred against someone because of their racial group, national origin, or under federal law, gender, sexual orientation, and the like.
So here in Idaho, what kinds of hate crimes have we seen, during your tenure in the U.S. Attorney's Office?
Sure. So I've been U.S. Attorney for 6 years, but I've been a prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office for a decade now. In that time, we've had attacks against African-American individuals based on their race. We've seen attacks recently against individuals based on their sexual orientation or even their perceived sexual orientation. There's also been other hate incidents involving bigotry of many types. In Boise, we've seen many incidents of vandalism, propaganda, I guess you could call it, of an anti-Semitic nature as well.
So let's talk about this upcoming event. It's called United Against Hate. First off, what is it? Because it is, as we mentioned, a nationwide initiative.
Absolutely. It's an initiative that the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, instituted across the country to be led by U.S. Attorney's offices. So Idaho and my office was one of the first offices around the country to start our own campaign, our own initiative. And what we've been doing is meeting with local leaders and then also hosting or co-hosting, I should say, public events and forums like the upcoming event at the College of Idaho. And the idea of the initiative is to provide education to the public about not only what hate crimes are, as you asked about, but how to report both hate crimes or anything that someone feels might be approaching that line, so that law enforcement can investigate and determine the best response. So the first goal of United Against Hate is to encourage reporting and to connect people with law enforcement resources, including our office. And we work closely with the FBI when it comes to hate crimes. The other goal
Go ahead. Sorry. No, you go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
The other goal of United Against Hate is to, in addition to the education component, to build community, to reach out to perhaps marginalized communities, minority communities that may not have those strong connections historically with law enforcement, to show them and to bring people from all walks of life together to talk about and to share a common goal of a safe and peaceful community for everybody. Mm-hmm.
So why did the Department of Justice at the federal, we're talking federal level, decide to launch this initiative?
The timing of it coincided with the massacre in Buffalo last year of the supermarket where this white supremacist killed so many African Americans. At that time, the Attorney General, again, Merrick Garland, and this is a statement of his, paraphrasing at least, said that we need to have an all hands on deck approach to this problem of racially motivated violence and other types of bias motivated violence. So it's really redoubling our efforts and doing it in a community facing way.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to the actual event that will be taking place next week here locally, can we talk a little bit about Idaho's history? Because there is a history of hate, of white supremacy here in our state. What kind of hate crimes do you worry about now here in the Gem State? I know you know at the beginning of the interview you talked about what we have seen, you know, over the last decade. But are there certain things that your office kind of like, I guess, you know, that spider sense, right? Of we need to be aware of X, Y, or Z, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the history of Idaho and our struggle against white supremacy is something that motivated me to be a prosecutor just from a personal standpoint. And also made the United Against Hate program something that I wanted to bring to Idaho as soon as possible. You know, what concerns me is that the white supremacist ideology, which is not something that we prosecute, right? We don't look to prosecute individuals right. because of what they believe. But the white supremacist ideology has affiliated itself with threats of violence and in many cases violent acts. And so that does concern me that the upswell in white supremacy that, you know, Idaho and not just Idaho, but other places, but that we see in this region of our country could lead to some very horrific attacks.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this upcoming event on Monday, because there are going to be presenters, you know, speakers. So can you kind of give us an overview of what the event will look like?
Yes, thank you for that question, because I also want to tell your listeners that it's still available to the public and people can sign up at our website or at College of Idaho's website. The forum, as we're calling it, will consist of presentations from my office about federal law and the FBI as well, and importantly, how to report any incidents that people experience in their community. And of course, we don't want to connect with people just on hate crimes. We want to connect with the community on any criminal violations that they may experience. The Cannon County Prosecutor's Office will also participate and give a presentation on state law. And I'm also really excited. There'll be a panel of community members. And the Wasmuth Center is another co-sponsor of the event. And they will moderate a panel with educators, with business owners, with people from the Hispanic community, because we'll be in Caldwell, and that's such an important bedrock of that community.
Mm-hmm. So once you have this forum on Monday at the College of Idaho, do you have plans to do other forums across the state?
Yes, absolutely. And not just forums, but, you know, meetings with individuals who are interested in learning more, faith-based organizations, because often, religious institutions are targeted with hate crimes or other types of abuse. But we will have additional forums, nothing to announce right now. We did have a very successful forum in Coeur d'Alene that was hosted by the Coeur d'Alene tribe. Over 200 people came and, from my perspective, participated with an open mind and with a spirit of collaboration and community building. So that was a great kickoff forum that we had.
So what are you hoping will come out of that forum up in North Idaho, plus this one next week at the College of Idaho, in regards to, I think, just our community statewide and maybe our understanding of hate crimes?
Absolutely. We hope, and, you know, it's not just this forum or the last forum or the two, it's going to be, for as long as I'm in this position, an ongoing, campaign and initiative. You know, we hope that, you know, when we talk about the nuts and the bolts of our job, that people will be more likely to report hate crimes or hate incidents so that we can work with our law enforcement partners to seek justice where appropriate. But beyond that, we hope that, you know, the community in coming together in these events and in hopefully spreading the message of what we want our community to be in terms of a accepting place where everyone can exercise their constitutional liberties without fear. We hope that people will feel empowered to stand up and participate in in our democracy and in our society in those ways.
Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, Josh, you know, why is this so important to you personally? I mean, you mentioned that one of the reasons why you became a prosecutor was because of the hate that we see, and not just in Idaho. I mean, we have, you know, white supremacy, racism, you know, anti-Semitism. These are not new things, right? I mean, this has been a part of our history in the United States. And it has, so much of it has come to the forefront again in recent years.
It bothers me and it motivates me because we live in a fantastic state and we have fantastic communities around the state. And Idaho has a reputation as being a center of white supremacy and a place where people with those ideologies and who might act upon those ideologies might feel welcome. That's not how I experience Idaho. It's not how most people I speak with experience Idaho. And so it's time to stand up and share who we really are, which is a welcoming place where we, of course, protect vigorously our individual liberties and our freedoms. But that's consistent with the rule of law, whereas white supremacy is not.
I so appreciate your time for taking it to talk with us about this and about the upcoming forum. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it and look forward to this forum and future ones.
Absolutely. We have been talking with the U.S. Attorney for Idaho about the upcoming United Against Hate event. Now the forum will take place at the College of Idaho next Monday. That's January 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.